Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, you know, I'm a former dean of students at the University of Arizona, I think in semesters. But I would ask you at this point, what was last semester like in your home? Everybody think about what was the semester like in your home just this past fall. Okay, everybody thinking? Now, I'm telling you, there's nothing going to be any different in this semester. It's going to be the same unless you do some things differently. Now, number one, you mentioned activities. Now, those of you who live in the frozen tundra, where you could play hockey on the streets. By the way, it's sunny blue sky and about 71.
You know, that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Come see us. But I digress.
Yes, you do.
But, number one, too many activities for kids. We got kids in way too many activities. Now, I'm just talking practically for families now. We got three kids and they're in three activities. Well, when your kid's in junior hockey, you're in junior hockey. Okay? You're subject to the children. And so what we've so effectively done in our society, Susie, is we brought up kids to feel like they're the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we make them happy, happy, happy at every turn by giving them activities and things and things and things. And if you bring up your kid that way, I'm here to tell you, and you might be deceiving yourself, but there's no room in that kid's life for God. Because you bring that kid up to feel that he's the center of the universe. But he's not the center of the universe. Almighty God is.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is part of it is just common sense. Slow down. Don't get your kids in every activity. Now, again, that's anti-American just to say those words. I realize that. But practically what I'm talking about, when I talk about changing relationship with a kid, your 14-year-old son slams the door. He stalks off from the table, and he's angry, and he goes to his bedroom, and he's mad. He wants everybody to know it. Now, what do most parents say? Most of parents who are authoritarian-based, and most of us are, especially Christians, we scream and yell, "Hey, don't you be slamming the door in this house, young man." Okay, that's the authoritarian stance. And there's only one way to bring up a kid, and it's not an authoritarian manner. The problem is most of our methods of dealing with kids are based upon exactly that, authoritarianism. And God is not an authoritarian. Now, let's go back to the slam door. A different way of handling. Richard, honey, excuse me, I'm not sure what that slam door meant. Did that mean you're sick of living in this four-bedroom home with all the amenities of life? Just checking. In other words, there's ways, Susie, of calming things down in such a way is that the home doesn't become a battleground.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.